Good evening. This is Mark Addison bringing you another edition of Blues from the Summer Room on Owl Radio. Our look at blues music from the Mississippi Delta and Chicago, and the British and American rock bands that were influenced by this essential American music. Owl Radio is brought to you by the kind and generous folks at Skidoffa Library in beautiful Damariscotta, Maine. We began tonight's program with the opening of Led Zeppelin's version of When the Levee Breaks, originally done by Memphis Minnie. John Bonham's drums sure get your attention, don't they? This is definitely not your daddy's blues. We now come to some of the top names in British blues rock of the 1960s and 70s. We have a lot of music to cover, so I have broken down this chapter in Blues from the Summer Room into two shows. Tonight we will listen to the Yardbirds, Cream, and Jeff Beck. Our next show is primarily devoted to Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones. We will hear the entire version of When the Levee Breaks then. Our survey of blues music has brought us to the so-called supergroups of British blues rock of the 1960s and 70s. The bands are getting more basic, stripped down to their essential parts: guitar, bass, drums, and vocals, with occasionally a keyboard or harmonica. These are no longer the jazz-influenced bands of earlier years. The music of the Yardbirds, Cream, Led Zeppelin, and Jeff Beck, along with many others, paid tribute to the early country blues singers and Chicago blues musicians who followed them. They interpreted the old songs using recent electronic techniques such as the wah-wah pedal, fuzz tones, overdrive, and overdubbing, and new musical forms such as psychedelia. As with many young listeners, this is where an interest in blues music began for me. Original versions of most of tonight's show's songs appeared in earlier broadcasts of Blues from the Summer Room. First up are some songs from the mid-60s by the Yardbirds, a band that introduced the world to three of the most talented and innovative lead guitarists in rock and roll: Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page. Clapton would take his blues roots in a more psychedelic direction with Cream. Jeff Beck would formulate his own brand of blues and later jazz fusion music. And Jimmy Page would explore the dynamism of early hard rock and alternately a lyrical mysticism in Led Zeppelin. These are the greats of British rock, and they all began with an ambitious band from London called the Yardbirds. Here is their version of Howlin' Wolf's Smokestack Lightning.
Let's have a big hand for the Yardbirds, please. And Smokestack Lightning.
I thought Thank you.
Three songs by the Yardbirds: Helen Wolf's Smokestack Lightning, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, written by Sonny Boy Williamson II, and Bo Diddley's I'm a Man. The first two were recorded live at the Marquee Club in London with Eric Clapton on guitar. Jeff Beck is heard on I'm a Man. All feature vocalist Keith Relf, who also played an extraordinary harmonica. Eric Clapton's taste for the blues took him out of the Yardbirds when he felt they were moving away from his favorite kind of music. He played the blues with John Mayall's Blues Breakers in 1965, but left in 1966 to form Cream with bass player Jack Bruce and drummer Ginger Baker. Here are four songs from Cream, each written by an early blues man, but transformed by the original powerhouse trio. We begin with Blind Joe Reynolds' Outside Woman Blues.
If you lose your money, great God, don't lose your mind. If you lose your woman, please don't fool with mine. I'm gonna buy me a bulldog, watch my old lady whilst I sleep. I'm gonna buy me a bulldog, watch my old lady whilst I sleep. 'Cause women these days, they're so doggone crooked that it might make a four-day creep. Well, you can watch your wife and your outside women too. You know you can watch your wife and your outside women's too. 'Cause when you're out with your woman, your wife would be at home cooking your food, doing your dirt. Buddy, what you trying to do?
glad, I'm glad, I'm glad.
I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad.
Precious love, satisfy my soul.
Many lies about it, some of them cries about it, some of them dies about it. Everything's a fighting about the soul.
That's all I've ever for mercy. Take me if you please. I went down to the crossroad, tried to beg a ride. Down to the crossroad, tried to beg a ride. Nobody seemed to know me, nobody passed me.
Four Mississippi Delta blues songs performed by Cream. Outside Woman Blues, written by Blind Joe Reynolds. Skip James, I'm So Glad. And Spoonful, written by Willie Dixon and sung by Helen Wolfe, from a Charlie Patton song called A Spoonful Blues. We also heard Crossroads, based on Robert Johnson's Crossroad Blues. The last two numbers were recorded live at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco in 1968 and demonstrate the power and complexity of the extended instrumental solos for which Cream was famous. This is Mark Addison bringing you Blues from England in the 1960s on Owl Radio, courtesy of Skinofa Library, Damariscotta, Maine. Next up is another Yardbirds alum, Jeff Beck. As was always the case with Jeff Beck, he went his own way after leaving the Yardbirds in 1966. The following songs come from his debut album with the Jeff Beck Group, entitled Truth, and feature some of the best musicians on the British blues rock scene in the 1960s, including Nicky Hopkins on piano, Ron Wood on backup guitar, and Rod Stewart singing his soulful best. Here's Willie Dixon's You Shook Me from the Jeff Beck Group.
superstitious, but a black cat crossed my trail. I said so one time before. Ain't superstitious, a black cat crossed my trail. Bad luck ain't got me so far, and you know I ain't gonna let it stop me now. Come on. We'll be right back.
think I've got it bad. Yeah. I don't know too much about love, people, but I sure think I've got it bad. Some people say love is just a gamble, but whatever it is, it's about to drive poor me mad. Yes, it is. I sit here in my lonely room, tears flowing all down my eyes. Come on, baby. As I sit there in my lonely room, you know the tears flowing all down my goddamn eyes. Oh yeah. I wonder how you could treat me so low down and dirty. You know what? Your heart must be made out of iron, and it ain't no lie. We'll be right back.
know sometimes I get so worried, people. You know, and only you know, I could sit down and cry. Much about love, people, but I you think I've got it bad.
Songs from the Jeff Beck Group, You Shook Me, I Ain't Superstitious, originally done by Helen Wolf, Let Me Love You, a composition from Chicago blues man Buddy Guy, and the original instrumental Blues Deluxe. Jeff Beck tonight on Blues from the Summer Room. That's our show for tonight. This is Mark Addison, thanking you for listening and hoping you can join us again for more Blues from the Summer Room. Our next show will feature some of the other notable practitioners of blues rock music in England in the 1960s, including Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones. Hope you can join me. We go out tonight with a true rarity. In 1967, Cream was playing the Psychedelic Supermarket in Boston's Kenmore Square while the Boston Red Sox were playing in nearby Fenway Park. Something about the proximity of the two events inspired Cream's bass player, Jack Bruce, to write Boston Ball Game 1967, a short, odd little piece that seems to have nothing to do with the Boston Red Sox or Cream, much less the blues. Remember, you heard it on Blues for the Summer Room. Here's Boston Ball Game 1967. Thank you.